from the historic Corpus Christi Cathedral in Corpus Christi, Texas. We invite you to celebrate with us the sacred mysteries, listening to God's Word, and partaking in spiritual communion. Welcome to the Holy Mass.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. Well, we ask what we pray for, but it comes when we don't want it. But we still want it. So we are grateful to God for the gift of the rain, very much needed in our area. And so we rejoice in a very special way, but praying that it, of course, remains a very safe Sunday for everyone. And we are grateful for the gift of God's goodness to us in so many different ways. Welcome to the cathedral, those of you who are visiting, and those of you who, many of you who are home today. We thank you for letting us come into your homes to be with you at the hospital, nursing home, or if you're traveling, we pray for you in a special way that you be safe on the road. But we thank you for letting us come into your homes and to be with you on this Sunday, the sixth Sunday of Easter. And as always, we ask the Lord to fill your home and your surrounding with family and friends with the gift of his love, peace, and joy. My dear family, to celebrate the sacred mysteries, Let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." But there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them. It was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. The apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number, who went out without any mandate from us, have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them to you, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey this message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meat of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. The word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Revelation. The angel took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city of Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its light was the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
beginning the last few weeks of Lent and throughout this Easter season, we've been traveling, Bishop Movi and Bishop Carmody, and we've been traveling for confirmations to confirm the young people. And of course, our last stop will be here at the Mother Church on Pentecost Sunday. But it's a great joy to be able to see the beauty of how the Holy Spirit is entrusting His gifts to the young as He has entrusted those gifts to us. It is the very Spirit that Jesus speaks of, the Advocate, whom the Father will send in my name and will teach you everything and remind you all that I have told you. In the midst of these young people being confirmed, they have those who are called sponsors, who are to be in their lives, to be, in a sense, the presence of the Holy Spirit for them, to remind them of what they have been told, to remind them of what they have received, and to utilize that. It is of great importance for those of you here who are sponsors to ask yourself, am I living up to my responsibility? Because it's not a social club. It's not just for the friends of the family. It is a responsibility that you take on to be that voice, that reminder in the lives of that young person you said you would sponsor. Meaning you will be in his or her life. And sometimes that reminder will come at you being at odds with the parents who are not living up to their responsibility that they said they would do at the waters of baptism, where they are supposed to be the first of teachers of the way of the faith. And when they're not godparents, sponsors, you're to remind them, hey, you're not living out what you promised you would. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit wants for all of us to hold on to. If there's anything the Holy Spirit is going to remind you and me of, is the promise that Jesus made. I leave you my peace. I don't give it to you as the world does. The world gives and takes. Their gifts are superficial. It's all about gaining for itself. But for Jesus, it's all about you gaining everything he wants you to obtain that is of his good, so that your hearts will not be troubled and you will not be afraid. Today is also the feast of Saint Rita. If there's anyone who has faced many challenges in her life throughout the journey, it was Rita, who suffered great loss and tragedy, suffered at the hands of violence in her own family that were taken from her. And in the midst of others wanting to seek vengeance, she constantly remembered what Jesus told her to forgive. Someone who suffered loss, frustration, anger, where perhaps some of us have been there. But if there's anything she intercedes for, is that you and I remember that nothing is impossible with God. Which is why she is the patron saint of the impossible. You see her wounds. You see the affliction. But more than anything, she wants you to see the faith. The faith that the Holy Spirit will remind you and me of, and the faith that will lead us down that wonderful path of wholeness. When the world just wants to tear us apart, The Holy Spirit will remind you and me of what Jesus told us, that I will make you whole. Remember what the book of Revelation just said? The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light. And its lamp was the Lamb. The Lamb that was slain. The Lamb that was sacrificed. The Lamb that is the light. Because through Him and with Him and in Him, all things are possible. Especially living a very beautiful and fruitful and faith-filled life. My dear family, in this Easter season, we received everything new. How new is that newness in you still? Or have we gone back to our old ways? Jesus came to erase our old ways and to give us a new way, a new opportunity and a new dawn. With the new Lamb that is the Lamb. And all He asks of you and me is that we be opened to listening to the Holy Spirit, who will again help us never forget not only what Jesus told us, but what Jesus has given us in the gift of Himself. And that, my dear family, is something that should let our hearts never be troubled and our lives to never be afraid, but to rejoice always in the beauty of this person that you are and the beauty of how much God will always believe in you. And if there's one thing that the beauty of the Spirit will remind us of, is the obvious. The other day we were at Most Precious Blood for the confirmations. And for those of you who were with me at daily mass this last week, I shared this with you. But there was two men who got up right before we got started, and then there was the same two men who got up in the middle of mass, and then the same two men got up towards the end of mass. One was about 45 or late 40s, and the other one was in his 80s, I would think. And as they walked up the aisle to go to the entrance of the church, the one in his 40s was holding the hand of the one who was 80, while on the other hand of the one who was 80, he was using his cane. And I told some of the young people after Mass, you know, the most beautiful thing just occurred in this church. Yes, you received the Holy Spirit. That in itself is beautiful. But the utilization of what the Holy Spirit will remind you of is what caught my attention. You see, that 45-year-old or older man was the son. And the elder was his dad. And the son was holding the hand of his dad to walk him up the aisle to tend to a need. But as I reminded the young people, some of them that day, but I want you to remember one thing. Before that young man, that son, helped his dad up the aisle to tend to the need that the dad may have had, that dad first held his son's hand when he was 5 or 6 years old, and he walked him up the aisle to tend to his need. That was a blink of an eye ago when Dad tended to the need of the son. And now, at a blink of an eye, the son is taking the lead to tend to the need of his dad. That is what the Holy Spirit will never let you lose sight of. The obvious. What is first given and done for you in that love, to tend to your need, it will be asked of you later on in this journey. And how beautiful of a picture that is. Why? Because, my dear family, to this day, Jesus is holding you by the hand. And he's walking alongside you to tend to the need that's there. Trust the Holy Spirit enough to let you see that. So that whatever the need may be, he will take care of. All you have to do is not be afraid, not be troubled, but just surrender yourself to that faith. Because yes, today, we are the ones, perhaps, tending to the need of the other. But one day, it will be you that will have the need. And do not worry, for the other will be there, and that is Christ. Trust him enough to hear his words. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Meaning, you will never be alone.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith, let us ask the Lord to hear the needs we present.
For the church, that we may always seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit as we witness to our faith in a constantly changing world, let us pray to the Lord. That the peace Christ left with us may be extended to our neighbors across the street, across the country, and across the earth. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who were initiated into the church this Easter, that they may be a sign of hope and renewal in the church. Let us pray to the Lord. For our parish, that we may always love the Lord and keep his word and be a visible sign of God's dwelling place. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those caught up in violence, remembering especially our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, that in this time of fear and conflict, they may know God's presence and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Jose G. Cueva, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesucita J. Canales, Yomida Gonzalez, and Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias. And for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Let us also pray in a special way for Deacon Charles Silvas and Deacon Carlos de la Rosa, our two deacons who will enter this sanctuary in a few weeks to lay their lives down and enter the priesthood of Jesus Christ, that in this time of preparation, they continue to open themselves more and more to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and that we, the body of Christ, give thanks to God for two answering his call to serve all of us. For this we pray to the Lord. Father, all of this we entrust to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all his holy church. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offering, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. And therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Thank you.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, Saint Rita, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Together with faith and hope, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace, Deacon. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us stand in prayer. Almighty ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just one announcement. Next weekend we'll be offering a baccalaureate mass for all our graduates. So if you know any graduates who'd like to participate, they're more than welcome to join us next weekend. Please just call the parish office so that we can get their names, and then they'll give them all the information at the mass, which mass we will do, and what it will entail. So, but we'd love to have them. And for all our graduates, so many graduated this last weekend, and they're going to continue to graduate. Congratulations to all of them. It's a great, great moment in their life, and we pray for them that the endeavors that lie ahead will always be filled with a great joy. And it will be when Christ is always the center of their goal to keep him in their lives. So we just pray for all of them, and we congratulate them as well. And again, please keep Deacon Charles, Deacon Carlos in your prayers. The days are ticking away, but praise be to God, we have two being ordained this year. And I want to invite you to join us on June the 18th. It'll be here in the cathedral where they all take place. And it'll be at 10 a.m. It is a great joy, and it's a great gift to us, these two wonderful young men. And one of the greatest joys that I have is I knew them when they were this tall. So I was going to say that young, because that makes me old, but that tall. So, but all in all, it is a great joy for us to be able to see someone be ordained that we did know as a child. So it's a great joy. So pray for them, and pray for our other two who are going to be transitional deacons, Raymond and Thomas, at the end of June. But praying you have a wonderful, safe Sunday, and thank God for the rain as well. The Lord be with you, and may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you. Please turn to your neighbor, wish each other a very blessed and safe Sunday.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us this morning to celebrate the Mass in Corpus Christi Cathedral. In the name of all the parishioners here and Father Pete Elizardo, our rector, myself, I want to wish you a very blessed Sunday with your family and friends. And let us continue to pray for one another and for the gift of peace in our world. God bless you and have a wonderful week.